Hey everybody, Jake Carter here and welcome back to Nightly Call. You know that feeling when you're tossing and turning in bed, staring at the ceiling, trying desperately to drift off? And then your mind starts racing with thoughts about emails, social media, or that thing you forgot to do earlier today. Yeah, that's the struggle we're tackling tonight. We're talking about letting go of screen time before bed because trust me, it's making a world of difference for my sleep and it can for yours too. Now, I get it, screens are basically glued to our hands these days. It's how we connect, learn, relax, heck, even scroll through endless memes guilty. But here's the thing. That blue light emitted from your phone, tablet, or laptop. It tricks your brain into thinking it's daytime, suppressing melatonin, the sleep hormone you need to feel relaxed and ready for bed. Ever notice how after a late night Netflix binge, you're wide awake when you should be snoring away? That's your body screaming at you to unplug. But don't worry, this isn't about becoming a Luddite and abandoning all things digital. It's about finding that sweet spot, creating a healthy boundary between your online life and your sleep routine. Think of it like this. You wouldn't go for a run before bed, right? Same principle applies to screens. So, what are the magic tricks to ditching those late night scrolls? First things first, create a digital sunset an hour or two before bed. Start dimming the lights, put away your phone, and engage in calming activities instead. Think reading a physical book, the kind with actual pages. Taking a warm bath, practicing some mindfulness meditation, or even just chatting with loved ones face to face, yes, those still exist. Remember, quality over quantity when it comes to sleep time activities. Second, create a phone-free zone in your bedroom. It's tempting to keep your phone by your bedside as an alarm clock or for late night browsing, but trust me, it'll do more harm than good. Keep your phone in another room, out of sight and out of mind. Think of it as creating a sanctuary for sleep, a place where you can truly relax and recharge. Third, be mindful of the apps you use before bed. If you find yourself scrolling endlessly through social media or doom-scrolling news feeds, try swapping them for more relaxing alternatives like calming music apps, guided meditations, or even audiobooks. Think about it. Would you rather your mind be buzzing with notifications or drifting off to the soothing sounds of nature? Fourth, and this is crucial, establish a consistent sleep schedule, go to bed and wake up around the same time every day, even on weekends. This helps regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle, making it easier to fall asleep and wake up feeling refreshed. Consistency is key. Imagine your body clock like a well-oiled machine. The more consistent you are, the smoother it runs. Finally, remember that change takes time. Don't get discouraged if you slip up. Occasionally, just keep practicing and reminding yourself of the benefits. Think about how much better you'll feel with improved sleep. More energy, sharper focus, a calmer mood. It's an investment in your well-being. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's 10 p.m. on a Friday night. You could be scrolling through social media, doom-scrolling news feeds, or binge-watching that new show everyone's talking about. But instead, you're curled up in bed with a good book, listening to calming music, and feeling truly relaxed. You drift off to sleep easily, waking up the next morning refreshed and ready to tackle the day. That's the power of letting go of screen time before bed. So, there you have it, 5 powerful tips to help you conquer your screen addiction and unlock better sleep. Remember, it's all about creating healthy habits that support your well-being. You got this. Now go out there and make some magic happen with those ZZZs. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode of Nightly Calm. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use some sleep-enhancing wisdom. Until next time, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.